Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Postcolonialism by Tariq Jazeel is an academic introduction to the place of postcolonial theory within human geography and critical geographical scholarship. With published in the Key Ideas in Geography series. The book is designed for advanced students and researchers who need a structured account of how postcolonial thought has shaped debates about space, representation, identity, hybridity, and knowledge. Rather than treating postcolonialism only as a historical label for the period after formal empire, Jazeel presents it as a set of critical methods for examining how colonial power continues to organize places, images, categories, and academic disciplines. The book connects geographical inquiry with postcolonial literary and cultural theory, especially traditions associated with Orientalism, anti-colonial writing, post-structuralism, and deconstruction. Its purpose is both explanatory and programmatic. It introduces a major body of theory while arguing that postcolonial critique has always been deeply spatial and therefore central to geography. This makes it a primer and a methodological statement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, postcolonial geography as a methodology rather than a fixed theory. One of the central contributions of the book is its insistence that postcolonial geography should be understood less as a bounded theory and more as a methodology. This matters because a theory can be treated as a stable set of propositions, while a methodology changes how questions are framed, what evidence counts, and whose standpoint is made visible. Jazeel positions postcolonialism as a critical practice for examining how colonial histories continue to shape spatial categories, research agendas, and everyday understandings of place. It asks how apparently neutral geographical concepts can carry inherited assumptions about civilization, modernity, development, culture, and difference. The methodological emphasis also explains the relevance of the book for contemporary scholarship. It gives readers a way to read maps, texts, urban theories, environmental debates, and disciplinary traditions for the traces of colonial power. The result is a practical orientation rather than a closed doctrine. Postcolonial critique becomes a way of doing geographical analysis. It also invites reflexivity about the location of the researcher and the institutional settings in which knowledge is produced. Secondly, representation as a political and geographical practice. Jazeel foregrounds the politics of representation as a core concern of postcolonial geography. The point is not simply that colonial and postcolonial worlds have been described inaccurately. The deeper claim is that description can help produce the spaces it claims only to depict. Travel writing, scholarly categories, policy language, maps, and cultural images can arrange people and places into hierarchies of modern and backward, rational and traditional, central and peripheral. This theme links geography to postcolonial literary theory, especially the critique of Orientalism. Because representations of distant places have often authorized political control, economic extraction, and claims of cultural superiority. For geography, the issue is especially significant because the discipline works through spatial description, comparison, region, scale, and location. Jazeel therefore treats representation as a geographical practice rather than a secondary cultural matter. Readers are encouraged to ask how places become knowable through particular vocabularies, who gains authority to describe them, and what forms of intervention those descriptions make plausible. This focus gives the book a concrete analytical tool. Examine spatial knowledge not only for content, but for the power relations embedded in its form. Thirdly, space as central to colonial power and postcolonial critique. The book treats space as more than the setting in which colonial and postcolonial histories unfold. In Jazeel analysis, spatial thinking is built into postcolonial theory from its origins. Orientalism, for example, depends on an imaginative geography that separates Europe from its others and turns that separation into a hierarchy of culture, reason, and power. This makes colonialism not only a political or economic system, but also a spatial ordering of the world. The book uses this emphasis to show why geography is not merely borrowing postcolonial theory from literary studies. Postcolonial theory already works through geographical distinctions such as here and there, center and margin, metropole and colony, territory and diaspora. Jazeel extends this relevance toward contemporary debates, including environmental and planetary questions associated with the Anthropocene. Such debates can reproduce universal accounts of humanity that hide unequal colonial histories of extraction, industrialization, and vulnerability. A postcolonial geographical approach, therefore, asks how global processes are spatially uneven and historically differentiated. This topic distinguishes the book from introductions that present postcolonialism mainly as a cultural theory. It shows that spatial form is central to how empire was imagined, organized, and contested. Fourthly, identity and hybridity as spatially produced relations. Another major dimension of the book is the treatment of identity and hybridity as geographical problems. Postcolonial thought has long challenged the idea that cultural identities are pure, fixed, or naturally tied to bounded territories. Jazeel presents this challenge as important for geography, because the discipline often studies regions, nations, landscapes, migrations, and belonging, all of which can be framed through assumptions about stable cultural groups. Hybridity is useful because it draws attention to translation, mixture, displacement, and negotiation within colonial and postcolonial relations. It can unsettle colonial binaries such as colonizer and colonized or West and non-West by showing that identities are formed through contact and power, not isolation. At the same time, the book situates hybridity within critical debate, rather than treating it as a simple celebration of diversity. If used carelessly, the concept can obscure violence, inequality, or the uneven conditions under which cultural exchange occurs. The geographical value of the concept lies in its ability to connect subject formation with place, mobility, diaspora, and scale. Identity is therefore analyzed as relational and spatially produced, not merely personal or symbolic. Lastly, knowledge production and the future of postcolonial geographical inquiry. The book also examines knowledge itself as a postcolonial geographical problem. Jazeel is concerned with how academic disciplines classify the world, authorize some voices, and marginalize others. This is especially relevant to geography because the discipline has historical links to exploration, empire, mapping, and regional description. Postcolonial critique does not simply condemn that inheritance. It asks how contemporary scholarship can become more reflexive about the locations, institutions, languages, and archives through which knowledge is made. This involves questioning canons, attending to intellectual traditions shaped by anti-colonial struggle, and recognizing that theory is not produced only in Euro-American academic centers. The book, therefore, functions partly as a manifesto for future post-colonial geographies. Its forward-looking argument is that post-colonial approaches can reshape research in social, cultural, political, urban, and environmental geography by making representation, positionality, and uneven power central to inquiry. The benefit of this approach is practical as well as conceptual. It gives scholars a framework for evaluating how their research categories travel, whom they serve, and what spatial imaginations they reproduce. In this way, the book turns critique into a disciplined practice of knowledge-making. In conclusion, postcolonialism is best suited to advanced undergraduates, graduate students, researchers, and instructors working in human geography, cultural geography, political geography, urban studies, postcolonial studies, and critical theory. It will be most useful for readers who already have some familiarity with theoretical writing, but want a clearer account of how postcolonial critique changes geographical research. The practical benefit is that the book supplies a vocabulary for analyzing representation, spatial hierarchy, identity, hybridity, and knowledge production without reducing them to separate topics. It helps readers identify how colonial histories persist in maps, scholarly categories, environmental narratives, urban theory, and assumptions about cultural difference. Intellectually, the book is valuable because it argues that postcolonial theory is not an external import into geography. It demonstrates that postcolonial critique has always depended on spatial concepts and that geography gains analytical depth when it recognizes this relationship. B. Compared with broader introductions to postcolonial theory, the book stands out for its disciplinary precision and its methodological emphasis. Compared with general geography textbooks, it offers a more sustained engagement with literary theory, representation, and the politics of knowledge. Its distinctive contribution is to serve at once as a primer, a critical synthesis, and a program for future postcolonial geographical inquiry. If you would like to support Tariq Jazeel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.